It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already mid-September. Where did Labor Day go? Where did August go? Where did July go? It's really been several months since my particular world, the dental world, changed on March 16th when the American Dental Association declared that dentists could only see emergency visits. And then we worked, all of us together, Delta Dental, the dentist, the hygienist, everybody worked together to get the dental offices back open on May 11th in New Hampshire, May 18th in Maine, and May 26th, the day after Memorial Day in Vermont, or June 1st, depending on the office and the procedure. So we're back up and running consistently. Our claims are now at pre-COVID levels. The time just keeps rolling by. Unfortunately, we did have a headline from the World Health Organization which suggested that people should only go to the dentist for emergencies, and of course we've long since educated the world on the importance of going to the dental communities to prevent emergencies. So I think we're in good shape. My last week's guest was another Delta Dental colleague, Jennifer McGrath, who talked about the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation and all the ways that we've given back to the community in terms of funding things like the Oral Health Center, Easter Seals in New Hampshire, to starting the University of New England Dental School several years back in Portland, and several of those graduates have settled into New Hampshire, and various other not-for-profits in between. But this weekend with me is Joe Casper, who is our Director of Facilities, Director of External Events, former board chair of the Concord Area Chamber, and for a long time has been a leader in Toastmasters. So we thought we'd have Joe this weekend, the weekend of September 12th and 13th, 9:05 on the 12th, 7:05 on the 13th if you're listening to this, and then, of course, it's also on anydelta.com, the radio section on our website, to talk about Toastmaster, because obviously, like everybody, like every person, like every organization, the Toastmasters organization has had to pivot given the fact that the COVID guidelines sometimes prevent us all from getting together the way we would like. So, Joe, thank you for joining me this weekend, and if we have time today, depending how long we go with the Toastmasters, maybe we can talk about the return of road racing, because as you know, the Millennium Running Company, headed up by John Mortimer, put on eight regular 5Ks that began in June and ended a couple weeks ago in August, and then they put on the Boot, Scoot, and Boogie, and then coming up in October, the Northeast Delta Dental New England Half Marathon, which will be going from Hopkinton to Concord, New Hampshire, and Joe is one of the announcers for that race. So, but let's stick with Toastmasters, Joe. So give us your background. I know it, but I think the listening audience needs a little recapitulation of your many years as heading up Toastmasters and the Horseshoe Pond Club, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, thank you, Tom, for having me on. And, you know, Toastmasters is definitely one of those areas where you should get involved. We had to pivot like everybody else when the pandemic hit back in March. And as you know, Toastmasters is about improving your communication skills and your leadership skills. So it's not just speaking in public, but it's also your leadership skills in running meetings, running multiple clubs, for instance, as you advance up the ladder and things like that. I've been involved in Toastmasters for over 20 years. I think I'm getting close to 25. This is my second club that I've been involved with since joining Toastmasters, Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters. We've been in existence since 2002, so we've been around for a while. It's a community club, which means that you can, any member of the community could join this our particular club, or they could join another club, or they could join multiple clubs if they'd like to get in more speaking engagements. And of course, in today's world, with everybody doing things remotely, as a matter of fact, we have all our meetings now either on Zoom or on WebEx, and those meetings go along very well. And joining Toastmasters in today's world is really an essential process, because it helps you to develop those skills, especially when you're all by yourself and you're looking into this little camera that's on top of your PC and you're trying to give a presentation to a group that's some other place in the world, not just, you know, on the other side of the street or in another state or something like that. But the Internet today provides access to worldwide folks, and a lot of the things are occurring. So you want to be able to improve that speaking component as well as the presentation component, especially if you're presenting something in a general meeting, because a lot of these meetings are just now all virtual.
So if anything, Joe, it seems like it's even more important. When we've had you on the show before and we've talked informally, we've always noted that those of our employee colleagues who have participated in Toastmasters, how much they've improved in making presentations at our all-employees meeting, which now are also a virtual, and they now stand up in front of the camera, 200 people, and do such a great job. And these are the very employees that you see ultimately, you know, getting promotions or leadership opportunities, as well as opportunities to facilitate cross-functional teams, which, as you mentioned, requires the ability to, you know, run a meeting. And so simple things like, you know, starting on time, ending on time, you know, having a very focused agenda are simple things, but not always followed. And we've noticed, I think, Joe and I, that and the people in our company that have taken upon themselves to do their professional development are the very ones that have improved themselves and have gone on to greater promotions at Northeast Dell Dental. So it's always been important, but now I'm thinking where you have maybe fewer opportunities but are always on camera with Zoom or WebEx, as you described, you really do need to make that you know, that great first impression with your presentation. And as I wrote in my book several years ago, there's no do-over on a first impression. So if anything, Joe, wouldn't you say, like, it's even more important that people get involved with Toastmasters?
I totally agree that it's more important that they get involved with Toastmasters. And Toastmasters, Tom, actually went through a big change in their organization a few years ago. They went through a new process called Pathways. And this is, they have five core competencies that you can pick from. One is public speaking. Two is interpersonal communication. It could be strategic leadership, management, or confidence. And in each of those competencies, there's a whole series of 10 different paths that involve planning and coaching and presentation and persuasive influence. It's all online today. You can get up online. You can pull down the whatever skill that it is that you're looking for. It gives you the framework, and then you put together your personal experience regarding that framework for the presentation. So you don't really, you don't need to attend a meeting per se physically anymore, and that's a thing of the past these days. But you can sit there at your house or at your work and sign on to a meeting, participate for an hour or an hour and a half. You have speaking opportunities. There's an agenda, no more than any regular meeting would have an agenda. There's a president, secretary, and vice president. The meeting is run efficiently, and as you said, the goal is to be able to speak within a time frame and to keep things moving on time, just as if you were sitting there in person.
Great, Joe. So let's get to the logistics. So, you know, people listening to this and they want to become a member of the Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters or another local club, you know, what's the process with that, Joe?
So we have five different local clubs in the Concord area.
Wow, five.
Five. And you can have Toastmasters your way. You can have it morning, noon, or night. There's the Concord Toastmasters, which is probably the oldest club in the state. They meet at 7 o'clock on Friday morning. So if you're an early riser and you want to start your day off with some positive energy, Concord Toastmasters is there at 7 o'clock in the morning for you on Zoom. Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters is a noontime meeting. We meet on Wednesdays from 12 until 1. And if you're wondering about the other organizations, all you have to do is go on to toastmasters.org, and you can drill down. It'll guide you down through, okay, what state are you, you know, what country are you in, what state are you in, and they'll bring you down to list all the different clubs and contacts so you can contact those folks and find out more about the club. Plus, you can just sign on once you found out what they'll invite you to is, let's say, a Zoom meeting, you can just sign on as a guest and experience Toastmasters virtually.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that because I think a typical New Hampshire style, you know, people will want to know, you know, are there any costs? You know, what's the mm-hmm. you know, what's the time commitment, et cetera, et cetera. So the website, again, for the Horseshoe Pond one, is horseshoepondalloneword.toastmastersclub.org.
Correct.
And I'm with Joe Casper. Mm-hmm. And his phone number, if you want to talk to him directly. And I'm going to give this out liberally, 223, area code 603-223-1287, because as you can see, Joe has an awesome radio voice. He helps me oftentimes with my own radio show. When I fill in for Ken Keel on Friday, and is the master of ceremonies when we do our own colleagues meeting. So I know Joe, you know, definitely practices what he preaches. So we'll return this September 12th and 13th with Joe Casper as a virtual Toastmaster after commercial break. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, and this weekend, September 12th and 13th, with me is Joe Casper, who is one of our great, great employees at Northeast Delta Dental, part of the management team, keeps the building beautiful, the campus beautiful. That's one of his sideline responsibilities. Also, you know, manages a lot of our WebEx conferences. Joe mentioned that before commercial break, as well as coordinates a lot of our key external events, things like the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, which did not happen this year. But one event that is happening this year is the Delta Dental New England Half Marathon, which this year it's in October, and instead of starting at the racetrack, will actually be starting in the Hopkinton Fairgrounds, and then you run literally to Concord, the 13.1 miles, and that is happening. It's a very orchestrated approach. We have safely raced in June and July and August. There's a starting mat, and everybody, it's kind of like lining up for a Southwest Airlines flight. You're 6 feet behind the runner in front of you, and you're seated so that, you know, basically there's not a lot of passing, because if you're 20th out of 100, generally you're not going to pass the 19 people in front of you, and generally the 79 people behind you aren't going to pass you. So it's very well orchestrated. The tricky thing with the New England Half, though, is that with way more than 100 people, there'll be, you know, separate starting times. But, of course, there is starting mats, and so everybody will get a legitimate time. So it is legitimate racing. So mm-hmm. let's pause there for a moment. You think Toastmasters has helped you in your race announcing sidebar career?
Absolutely. Toastmasters does a number of things. It helps you perfect those prepared speeches where you have to give a presentation or you have to give a speech on something. But it also helps you with impromptu speaking, which is a lot of what we do on a day-to-day basis. Whether it's a conversation that we have with somebody we haven't seen in a while, and of course in today's world of pandemic, it's kind of tough to get together, but it helps you with those impromptu calls, or when you're asked the question whether you're on a Zoom or a WebEx meeting, you want to be able to formulate that opinion and have a structure to that in a very short period of time. So there's not a lot of time to prep, but yet it provides you an opportunity to think on your feet. And here again, it's practice. It's like riding a bike. The more you do it, the better you can become.
Awesome. So let's. I think people would be interested in this, Joe. So when the COVID-19 egg hit the fan, so to speak, mm-hmm. you know, as I mentioned at the top of the show, in our life, our dental life, things changed on March 16th when the ADA said, you know, emergency visits only. And so we had this two-month period where we were doing all we could to get the dentist back up and running and to get all, as well as get all of our employee colleagues working from home that could. And as you know, that process continues. And for the most part, people that are continuing to work from home, which is most everybody, will continue to work from home. But now with the better technology and those of us like you and I that have been on campus since March 16th, socially distanced, will continue to do so.
Mm-hmm.
But from a club's perspective, so the same forces hit you. So, like, what did you do with the the group of Toastmasters that get together. I mean, because obviously now between Zoom and WebEx, there are very facile ways of seeing and communicating. But right on day one, like, what did you and your team do to, you know, make sure this could continue even in a virtual approach?
On day one, I think the thing that, you know, after we got over the shock of the fact that, okay, everybody's got to get no more than we got 80% of our workforce out working remotely in a few days, a lot of that had to settle in. And then all of a sudden people said, okay, so we can't get together again at our weekly time because since we were formed, we've been meeting here at Northeast Delta Dental. And we've got a mix of folks because it's a community club. So we've got folks who are into running physical fitness shops, people who are retired. We've got people who are out there in sales in the workforce out there. It's an eclectic group, and it's a fun group. And believe it or not, we were able to, it was probably a period of 2 weeks, that second half of March, where everybody was kind of feeling their way around and saying, okay, how can we make this happen? And then some fellow Toastmasters within the area had a Zoom account, and they said, here, I'll set you up with a Zoom account, and why don't you try this? And we sorted it out via email, and we started off. It was a choppy at first, but now that we've got into the groove and we've moved to WebEx, the process is really flawless. And we had a recent presentation that involved the use of slides, sharing your slides, and things like that. So you know, while some traditional skills might have taken a back seat, the virtual skills we're tapping into so that you can improve that flow, especially if you're doing any type of sales, or even if you're in the technical world and you have to share a diagram or something like that, you get a chance to practice with Toastmasters, which is really a key thing because, as you know, Tom, you know, these speeches, that especially speeches that are given one-off, not the ones that are the stump speech that you give the same speech all the time, but the ones where you have to prep to do this one speech, you have the opportunity to do a dry run in Toastmasters and work out the kinks so that if you're not showing well on the screen or you need to adjust things, we'll give you that positive feedback so that your presentation comes off professionally.
So why wouldn't someone take advantage of this? Because it gives you, in effect, you know, a dress rehearsal opportunity. For example, if your CEO said, you know, I need you to make a presentation on your subject matter expertise area, and it's coming up in September. And if you were a member of Toastmasters, you could kind of give that speech in August, get some feedback, refine it, maybe even give it again. And then when you actually deliver the speech for real in the board meeting, you're going to be getting accolades as opposed to, this person needs some work. So why wouldn't you join Toastmasters then as a career move?
Yeah, I strongly urge people to join Toastmasters. It takes an hour to an hour and a half of your time in the course of a week. A lot of Toastmasters organization or clubs meet on a weekly basis. We meet on a weekly basis every Wednesday at noon. And the thing is that you have that opportunity to practice. When I went in as chairman of the board for the Greater Concord Chamber of Commerce, I had to give an acceptance speech. And I wrote that speech, and I actually practiced it in a Toastmasters meeting to refine it. Because unless you practice, you're not going to be able to give the speech flawlessly the first time out. You have to know your subject matter and know where to put things. And when you're reaching the end of your time, if you only have 10 or 15 minutes to talk, you have to know which things to take out of the speech if it's going too long, and that you do through practice.
Exactly, and that is kind of, and you, as you know, two of my pet peeves when it comes to public speaking is that if there's been a panel, and you unfortunately maybe got the last straw, and you're the last out of the five, and the four people before you haven't gone to Toastmasters, so they've gone over their time and they've become repetitive. It's really an art, if you're batting cleanup, or in this case fifth, to like shorten your speech, cut out the redundancies, refer back, you know, to some of the points of the earlier speakers. That takes practice in an art, and you come across so much better. The other pet peeve I have is when people say they I have no further comment or no, I have nothing to add, but then they proceed to add like three or four things.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And all of those little things, all those, the ums, and I'm sure I've done some ums today, all that type of stuff, when you get that positive, we get the critiques, positive feedback, but you're also getting these suggestions of, you know, just what I just said. You say, you know, too much, or you say one more thing, I have one more point, and then you go on for 7 points. And those little nervous habits that we all have, including me,
yeah.
You, in a very friendly, receptive way, you'll have your colleagues, you know, explain that to you, and it'll make you a better speaker. Okay, so that now the $64,000 question. So, are there any costs associated with becoming a member?
There are costs associated with becoming a member. It's an organization like any other organization, and at Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters, dues are $110 a year, payable in $255. Semi-annual payments, and if you think about it, it's really, you know, less than a dollar a meeting that you'd pay to get this experience. And the people who critique you are club members of varying levels, who have either heard a lot of speeches over the course of their lifetime and their career, that have that experience. They've heard the professionals get up there and talk. And you mentioned the ums and the ahs. And when you're in a formal presentation, you don't want to have those. Casual talking off the cuff, we all do that. And it's natural because, I'm thinking about this. But in a formalized speech, you're prepared, and you want that speech to come off flawlessly. So for that $110 a year, $110 a year, it's a great investment in your improving your professional experience.
You've convinced me, and as you and I both know, we've seen that type of professional development of our own employees who've gone to either the Horseshoe Pond Toastmaster Club or another one, and both you and I are, you know, huge believers in this. And that short dollars right there is, you know, money well spent.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that the leaders, if you're listening to this and, you know, you're not in a leadership position but want to be, I can assure you that your leadership team will definitely support you professionally improving your public speaking skills, as well as your ability to lead a meeting and the other items, you know, to run a meeting and so forth that Joe mentioned, because professional development, you know, it's where it's at, and no one in management would ever criticize someone for wanting to self-improve. So, Joe, thank you for keeping Toastmasters alive in its virtual format and being a leader for, as you said, for probably a quarter century in this field, and also doing a great job getting our own employees galvanized and self-improving in this area. So, final word on Horseshoe Pond Toastmasters or Toastmasters in general. Joe, it's all you.
Visit a Toastmasters club through Toastmasters.org in your area. Try it out. You'll find that you'll be able to get a lot of experience, a lot of skill that you normally wouldn't get otherwise.
Perfect. That's a great last word. And I learned from Toastmasters, don't gild the lily.